Interesting, Shaila. Can a wife of a Kohen who is pregnant enter an Ohel HaMeis, enter a building in which there is a Jewish mace, and we know that there is Tumas Ohel, and Kohanim are not allowed to become Tomei LeMeis. Now, why should it be a problem? The wife of the Kohen is allowed to become Tomei Be'ohel HaMeis, and even if she is the daughter of a Kohen, she could become Tomei Be'ohel HaMeis. But what about her Vlad? Maybe it's a boy, and she's bringing him into an Ohel HaMeis. So this is based on the concept of Sfia, that we know that a person is not, although a person may or may not, depending on the circumstances, be obligated to prevent a katan from violating an avera, one cannot directly cause a katan to be over an avera, even if it's a young, even if it's a baby. So perhaps this would be called Sfia. She's bringing him into the Ohel HaMeis. So that's the question. So the Shach in Yoredeya quotes from the Rokeach that it's permissible for her to go into the Ohel HaMeis. But the way that he says that it's permissible leads some to wonder if, in fact, it is always permissible. The Shach writes, based on the Rokeach, that it's permissible based on a Sfeka. Because maybe maybe she's pregnant with a girl, not a boy. And maybe Bechlal, the fetus is not really viable. So who knows if it's really a viable fetus to begin with. So it's a Sfeka, double doubt, and therefore it would be permissible for her to go into the Ohel HaMeis. But there's an underlying assumption in this Rokeach, which is that in theory, if it was a viable boy, then it would be usher for her to walk into the Ohel HaMeis. But nonetheless, he says that's permissible. But this raises the question. Let's say, Bismaneinu, let's say that she knows that she's having a boy. So then, according to this reasoning, maybe it should be usher for her to go into the Ohel HaMeis. Maybe we should take it one step further. We should say that she's chayav to find out. Why rely on sfekos if you can clarify whether, in fact, it's usher or mutter? However, many achronim raised questions with this rokeach and the underlying assumption that it would be usher to bring in a fetus, a baby Kohen fetus, into a Ohel HaMeis. So the Magen Avram in Siman Shin Mem Gimel wonders it should be what's called Tara Belua, that if you have something which is Belua, which is totally enclosed, which is basically swallowed in a live creature, so then that is not Mekabel Tuma. So the case, a case raised by the Gemara is if there is a metal key that a dog swallowed, it's in the body of the dog. So it's impervious to Tumah. It can't become Tameh. If it then comes out, if the dog goes into an Ohel HaMeis, into a cemetery, and then leaves, and then the key comes out, it's still tar. So the baby should also be Balua. Others raise even more fundamental questions. Is a fetus considered a Kohen to begin with? Does it have the status of a Kohen, Legabe Tumas Kohanim, that it would be usher for you to go ahead and to be Metameh? Does it have its own independent status at all? Or is it considered just an extension of its mother, in which case, if it's an extension of its mother, it certainly doesn't have any halachas of Tumas Kohanim. It's not a male Kohen to begin with. Does it really have the status of a Kohen that it would be even relevant to talk about the Isser to be Mitame? So there are some Achronim who suggest that even the Rokeach was actually only talking about a case where we're concerned that the woman will actually give birth in the Ohel HaMeis, because then the baby will already be born. And you caused that baby to be born in Ohel HaMeis. But in a regular case, it wouldn't be a problem whatsoever. This seems to be the implication of the Mishnah Berurah. When the Mishnah Berurah quotes this whole discussion, he doesn't give you exactly the whole rundown of the questions and the answers, but he says in Shin Mem Gimel, he says that if, in this case of a wife of a Kohen who's pregnant, he says, even if it seems to us that she's definitely going to give birth there if she goes into the Ohel HaMeis, it's still mutter because of this fake sveka. So he only brings up this fake sveka in a case where he thinks that you're definitely going to give birth there. So Lemaisa, many poskim are makil based on a variety of reasons and say that it would be permissible for the Yeshus Kohen to go into the Ohel HaMeis, especially if, which is normally the case, that we're not concerned that she's actually going to give birth right then and there in the Ohel HaMeis. One thing I did see in the Sefer Nishmas Avram, he quotes that that if she has a choice where to give birth and there's no medical advantage, and one of the places is a hospital where there's generally Jewish mesim and there's two masoel, and the other one, another facility, is a location that specializes in childbirth and there's not necessarily usually mesim, and she doesn't, again, have a medical preference, then she should go to the place where they're not generally going to be a problem of tumas meis. But otherwise, in a regular circumstance where she's not actually going to give birth, or if she is going to give birth but she feels that she needs to give birth in a hospital, regular hospital, even if there is tumas meis, it would be permissible. Have a great day.